Welcome back to the BC Pod. Now, who's ready for a bonus episode? Humph! I am deeply offended. You may be wondering what this bonus episode is all about. Let me tell you. It includes a time-traveling machine, a guinea pig, the world's first to be exact, and a Native American, and a tiny little jelly bean. Stay tuned if you want to hear more. Another relaxing day at the bubble. Now. Hello? No, you got the wrong person. No. No. You know what? No, you just have the wrong person. Okay, yeah, sure. Okay, goodbye! Oh my gosh. That was NASA, folks. And I think they thought I made a time-traveling machine. And so they want me to present it in front of all the world's most richest people and across all the newspapers in the world. And I will go back in time and bring back a dinosaur. This does not seem like it's going to work, and we only have 24 hours to make a time machine, so let's get to work. Well, I made the time machine. Now I just have to figure out how to get it to the town hall. And the White House. And actually everywhere. I guess I can make my very own private jet. That would take a lot longer than... 1 hour! Okay, let's fit this baby in the trunk. Hold on 1 second.
A few hours later.
After about 10 unsuccessful tries, I finally have it in the trunk, and I only have a few broken windows. Hooray!
At the town hall.
I have made the world's first time-traveling machine, and as you can see, I am about to step into it. Watch and watch. Just don't learn. Top news story. Captain Freya just stepped into a time machine and disappeared. How amazing. Let's hear a little bit of that now. I will conquer the time machine. Geronimo! Whoa. I'm in the past, and it looks like I'm in some sort of, like, there are teepees everywhere, and longhouses, and horses with no saddles. It's so beautiful. It looks sort of like the villages from Native American land. Well, it looks sort of like the past. I think my time machine worked, even though it was just a cardboard box. Wait, there's someone coming. Be quiet. Tell your siblings to be quiet. Hello.
Hi. I'm Omakaya.
Omahua?
Omakaya.
Omakaya. Yeah. Can I just call you Kaya?
Yes.
Good, because I'll forget Omakaya immediately.
What's your name?
Freya.
Hi. May I call you Captain Freya?
Yeah, sure. You know, you see that big glowing purple cardboard box?
Yeah.
That's a time machine. You want to come into the future with me?
We're already restricted from going into futures?
Oh, really? No, it's kind of too bad.
Okay, just let me get the world's first guinea pig.
You found the world's first guinea pig?
Yeah, he's been our pet for over a century.
How is a guinea pig still living over a century?
Because these guinea pigs have powers. Well, maybe you don't understand. These guinea pigs are century guinea pigs. These can live as long as they want.
Oh, it's so cute.
Oh, I'm starved. What's for lunch? Guinea pig?
No.
Pig filet?
No. Well, okay, I'll come with you to the future.
Okay, buckle up. We're going for a ride, folks.
Oh, no.
Here we are, home sweet home.
Look at all these candles.
Oh, these aren't candles. These are lights.
Lights?
Yeah, they're just things. They're like candles, but you don't have to like light them or anything, and they're not going to catch your whole TV on fire. I have the best idea. You're going to be part of the Bubble Squad.
What's the Bubble Squad?
So, you see that big glass circle?
Yeah, the one on top of like I'm pretty sure like it's like it looks like kind of like a boat, a glass boat.
A glass boat? Oh, yeah, it's sort of like a submarine type thing. Anyways, well, we're gonna launch that thing right up in the air, baby, when the Earth starts to explode.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. You don't understand. Well, come in up. Come in. I'll show you a tour. So here's the kitchen. Oh, no. Cow in the kitchen. Cow in the kitchen. Oh, no. Another crisis. The cow's eating a hamburger. The cow's eating a hamburger. I don't want my precious little pet to be a cannibal. Ugh, cows are stronger than they look. Nibbles.
My guinea pig, the world's first guinea pig, he's gone.
Ah! Crisis. Meanwhile.
Hiya, y'all. I'm blasting off into space in this tiny little jelly bean. And you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go to Mars, maybe make a few friends with the Aryans. Oh yeah, that'd just be rad. Uh-oh, a little bit of a crisis. It's Nibbles, y'all. But, you know, this little jelly bean, it doesn't even have a steering wheel, and the window's just a hole, so I'm using oxygen really fast. Oh, I think I see Mars. Oh, no, that looks more like a big ball of lava. Oh, I really wish I made a steering wheel fast. This is going to be a real big crisis if I don't figure out something. Oh, look, the bubble. I think I'm safe. Oh, why am I talking so fast? Over and over and over again. Why am I talking so fast? Over and over again. I think it's just my stress. It's just a stress. It was unbelievable. I think I've lost my voice.
Good until hiya, y'all. Wow, the jelly bean is talking. It's talking.
No, it's Nibbles.
Really? Inside this jelly bean?
Yeah.
Well, I guess that is kind of reasonable. Ugh, and who would want to eat a guinea pig, anyways? Thank you for listening to the BC Pod, and hopefully you listen to the other episode, or just listen to an episode again, or, you know, just listen to another episode.